How do you stay informed about what's happening in the accounting world? Not so much the news and the day-to-day, but the trends, the patterns, the drivers of change. What if you had an advisory board of experts to help you gauge what the world is thinking about vital trends and patterns in the accounting world, about what's working and what isn't? You could put some prompts into ChatGPT and get an idea, but what if you could go to the real people themselves who are on the front line working with and in accounting firms? I'm talking about real people, real opinions, real insights. I'm Rob Brown. And for this brand new Accounting Answers podcast, I've interviewed 111 people in the know from tons of different countries, roles, viewpoints, all to keep you ahead of what the world is thinking in accounting, finance, and tech. And I've asked them all the same five questions about change, talent, people, tech, and the future of accounting. That's over 500 brilliant, passionate, and articulate perceptions, insights, viewpoints from professionals with a say in this game. And in this show, coming out every working day for the next few weeks, you're going to hear every single answer. Each episode will focus on one of the five questions and give you answers from five of our experts. So let's deep dive into today's episode. We've been focusing all this week on the question, are business owners any closer to receiving proactive advice from accountants? While the consensus seems to be yes, the actual news is mixed. And what's even more interesting is the reasons for the answers our experts and influencers are giving for the slow pace of change with CAS or client advisory services or business coaching or consultancy or compliance plus or whatever you choose to call it. Let's check out more of their answers. Tune in now for the thoughts of the irreverent and always upfront Wayne Schmidt, who launched Xero Australia in 2009 and is now a digital nomad going around the world sharing his extensive experience in cloud accounting to inspire firms all over to embrace technology and innovation.
Business owners don't need proactive advice from their accountant. That's the reality. The average business owner, and I'm talking about Australia, New Zealand, the UK, the average business owner, your number of employees, your proactive advice he wants, how to minimize my tax. Simple as that. So compliance is the cash cow of accounting firms. It's never going to change. As long as we've got a government, they're going to keep tweaking the rules and just making the legislation bigger and bigger and bigger. And, AI can come in and try and adopt all that, but AI is not grey enough. And, that's the reality. So the great thing is I actually think there's such an opportunity for accounting firms to just focus on compliance and being streamlined and using technology to make compliance that cash cow and continue to do it. But the average business owner, and I'm talking SMEs, doesn't need it.
Next, we welcome Lawrence Whitten, consultant enhancing CPA firms' outsourcing efficiency and ensuring global readiness, offering strategies to optimize outsourcing practices for enhanced efficiency and global competitiveness.
They are closer to receiving proactive advice, but not there yet by any means. There's quite a large gap still, partly based on understanding of how we really put that in place as a firm, and also knowledge and training for our accountants to get comfortable really expanding on that advisory focus towards businesses. Again, businesses see firms as the trusted advisor, but I would say they generally are forced to ask questions rather than necessarily have accountants going to them to say, hey, let's think about these different areas in the business and let's see how we can help and be taking that proactive step forward. So it's definitely getting there, but it's not there yet.
Now we'll hear the perspective of Leo Ebert of CPA Digital Pro, using digital marketing to recruit top accounting talent, pioneering strategies to attract and retain the best in the field through innovative online engagement.
Probably not. I think as a whole, the industry is just very reactionary, and that's driven by a couple of things. One is the tax code itself. It's complex, it's mundane, and it's difficult to get your head wrapped around. And, of course, there's a shortage of people, right? And so they have to be very careful how they allocate their time to different clients. And they just don't have time to sit there and look at a client and say, how can I make their tax situation better or make their books better, right? They're just reacting constantly to deadlines or to client demands or to staff shortages or whatever else, right? So the only way I think you get closer to that is if there's kind of a wholesale change in the tax code or in accounting procedures or something to simplify it, right? If it gets simplified, then maybe they would have time to allocate towards this kind of proactive efforts for their clients.
Let's welcome to the microphone Leslie Shiner, who provides top-level consulting, helping businesses maximize profits and gain financial control, offering strategic insights, financial management expertise to drive business success.
I would say, unfortunately, no. I say that because my clients are looking for proactive advice and not receiving it. They are trying to find out, what should they be thinking about? What should they be doing? Can you give me some advice as to if I want to grow or if I want to be more profitable? And the accounting firms are not helping them. The accounting firms are not being a partner in their company. Their accounting firms are not providing proactive advice. They're spending way too much time on compliance. Oh, did you know the laws have changed? And so now you're going to have to do this, this, and this. And I understand that's important. I don't think that companies should be flying blind, but I also think that companies are looking for proactive advice and they're not getting it. I think what's interesting is that accountants are afraid, and sometimes, as long as they don't ask questions, they cannot be held liable if something's wrong. And so quite often, accountants will take the information. They have a fabulous engagement letter that says, you're giving me the information and I'm not looking at it or doing anything or checking it. I'm just plopping it into my tax software. And they have a great engagement letter that says they don't have any liability. And so they're so afraid if they were to stop and say, what does this mean? Or why did you do this? Or what are these numbers meaning? Then all of a sudden, first of all, they end up in a rabbit hole. They have to fix the numbers. And then they can become liable if there's some malfeasance or the company can decide to sue them. And I think from a liability perspective, many accountants don't want to actually be proactive in the companies.
Let's dive into the conversation now with Lexi Kessler, leader at Aprio, advising businesses and changemakers in the Mid-Atlantic region, leveraging her vast expertise to guide clients through financial and strategic challenges.
So I have to be honest, I'm surprised by that question, because I do feel like CPAs are proactive in how they work with their clients. I think that there are some things that are happening as relative to our pipeline. And I'm not sure if you know, but I'm chairing the National Pipeline Advisory Group in the United States. And with that, we are looking at the pipeline and where we are seeing what we are calling leakage points. And really going to middle school and high school levels to figure out and identify what changes can happen. I think that when there's some pressure on the pipeline and the bandwidth capacity, that that could be a perception of it. But I do believe that the profession has always been and wants to be proactive with the business community and being that advisory role, not just a reactive role. We want to be proactive. So my hopes is that this pipeline group, what we are at council in May, delivering some proposed solutions for that, gathering information and looking at data from all the stakeholders within the ecosystem to determine what really are the next steps for that so that we can maintain the proactive advice.
So there you have five great answers to the question, are business owners any closer to receiving proactive advice from accountants? Every working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area for proactive advice from accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with each fresh week comes a fresh question with more thoughts from the best accounting influencers and leaders we can find. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK-Europe region. Great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.